Now, the latest polling data from the European Movement Ireland finds continuing high support in Ireland for membership of the European Union, but a dissatisfaction with the direction the EU is taking on issues like migration, the Israel-Gaza war and the conflict in Ukraine. The survey, the 11th carried out by European Movement Ireland and Amoroc Research, polled 1,200 people on both sides of the border and comes just a month ahead of the European elections. Now, before we talk to Noel O'Connell, who's Chief Executive Officer of European Movement Ireland, our reporter Ethna Dodd asked people on Henry Street in Dublin's city centre about their attitudes towards the European Union.
I feel as if we're part of something. Like, I'd hate to be like England. They're part of nothing. And at least we can travel freely now and with the same currency, which is great.
And are you going to vote in the elections next month?
Oh yes, certainly. We fought long enough to get a vote, so definitely I will vote.
It's nice that, you know, everybody kind of comes together as a larger community, and, you know, that there's kind of free exchange and people coming here and us being people from Ireland being able to go other countries. So I think it's a nicer, kind of more sustainable community to have.
Do you think the EU works for you as an Irish citizen?
I mean, I'd hope it does. Again, I'm not too knowledgeable on it, but I don't see how it wouldn't, yeah.
No, certainly not. The farmers back in the 70s, before we joined the EEC, they said, no, we don't want to. They were kind of forced into it. I think voting is very, very important, yeah.
What do you think of the EU? Do you think it does much for you?
Not necessarily, no. No, I think it's a bit of a loophole since Brexit, especially.
You know, there's elections on in June. Are you going to vote in them?
Yeah, I'll be voting, definitely, yeah, 100%.
What are the main issues that you're going to make you vote for one candidate over another?
I don't know, I'm big into climate change, so that'd be a big one for me, you know.
What's your opinion of the EU? Do you think it works for you?
At the moment, yeah, it does actually, yeah. Well, I'm going to vote, but which way I'm going to vote, I'm not sure, yeah.
I always vote.
And what are the criteria that's going to make you vote in a particular way?
I haven't really thought about them yet, it's too soon to look at it.
That was Ethna Dodd talking to people in Dublin. Noel O'Connell from European Movement Ireland is here with us. A lot of positivity there, Noel, from people. Some concerns as well. And would that mirror what your latest study is telling you?
Absolutely, Mary. I suppose this is the 11th year of European Movement Ireland carrying out this poll and the second time that we have carried out this survey sentiment on both sides of the border. Mm. And of course, it's very welcome. 84% of people, so the overwhelming majority in Ireland and Northern Ireland at 76%, strongly believing that Ireland should remain a member of the EU. And I think that was borne out in the excellent vox pop that your colleagues did there. It is, of course, a slight decline on last year's figure from 88%. And of course, areas of concern have been expressed in terms of the direction the EU is going in and some concern around some of the EU's performance in specific areas.
Yeah, and we heard one of the contributors there to Ethna's Vox Pop saying he was concerned about climate change. That was one of the issues highlighted. What are the other issues that people are expressing concern about now and the direction of travel of the European Union?
Yeah, I think climate change is a really, really interesting one. And obviously, from an EU perspective, we've seen much talk and much concentration on the wider EU agenda, the whole topic of the environment, the EU Green Deal, Fit for 55, a real focus on trying to make the EU climate efficient. And interestingly, in terms of our poll where we asked people where the EU performed strongly, not surprising, trade was the strongest performer at 46% in Ireland and a whopping 55% in Northern Ireland. So as we mark the 30th anniversary of the single market, really strong to see that. But obviously, defence and security ranked very lowly. Digital regulation, migration, agriculture, I think some of your colleagues referenced it there as well in the Vox Pop.
Did you dig deeper than that into the weeds of why on issues like defence and security and on migration that people have concerns indeed as well about the Ukraine war and the Israel-Gaza war?
Yes, we asked people what they felt on how the EU had performed in these areas. And obviously, with the health warning, as with all polls, Mary, they are but a snapshot of sentiment in time. But I think what was interesting when we asked people in terms of the EU's response to the Russian invasion of Ukraine, 47% in Ireland were dissatisfied, 33% satisfied. In Northern Ireland, it was higher, 49% dissatisfied, 37% satisfied.
Just clarify for me, sorry Noel, clarify, what were they dissatisfied with?
We just asked the statement as to whether people were satisfied with the EU's response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So they were asked yes, no, and don't know. And I suppose one area that we would have seen across the poll, which I think highlights the importance of continual engagement, debate and dialogue on our relationship with the EU, is the percentages of don't knows. So we saw 19% of people responding don't know to whether they were satisfied with the EU's response to the Russian invasion of Ukraine in Ireland, and 14% in the north. So some questions polled very, very highly in terms of the don't knows, others were less. And what was interesting on the wider defence and security cooperation, of course, very closely linked to the questions on Israel, Gaza and the Russian invasion of Ukraine, was whether people believed Ireland should invest more in its defence and security cooperation. And that saw an increase to 56% from 49% last year of people saying that Ireland should invest more in its defence and security cooperation with the EU, of course, which is very timely, following on from Tánaiste Micheál Martins on the Department of Foreign Affairs Security Consultative Forum last year. So a lot of topics were touched upon, Mary. I think it's really timely. Of course, there's just 1 month to go, as the Vox Pop mentioned there, and 88% of people polled said they would turn out and vote on Friday, June the 7th, and that's really what we're encouraging people to have their say.
My final question to you, 88%, that's great. Thank you very much, Noel O'Connell, Chief Executive of European Movement Ireland.